Hello everyone, welcome to this meditation. I was asked actually to guide to the meditation on what activates us, what activates you, what activates me. That was basically the question I was left with, having a 7-month-old baby and a new mama and maybe not really sure anymore about everything that activates me. So I'm actually glad to take this time to sit and maybe start seeing what we are all being guided with through this meditation. So I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable seat, knowing that meditation can be seated or even walking meditation. The only thing that is required of you when you meditate is to be present. So your mind will take you in the past, will take you in the future. We call it the monkey mind. It goes from one branch to another. And again, every time you catch yourself being somewhere else but the present moment or what you were doing to begin with, you're invited to take a breath or to find your different anchors, such as feeling your feet on the ground or feeling your bottom on the surface you're sitting on, feeling maybe your fingers resting on your knees or your thighs, even feeling the air moving through your nostrils or your chest going up and down. What is it that activates you? Who knows? And maybe you won't come out of this meditation knowing exactly what activates you. But how about planting a seed today all together? How about becoming more conscious to do more of what activates us, what sets our heart and soul on fire? This is how I take it. Activation can also mean how we act out, maybe. But I choose to see what activates us as what makes us feel alive, what makes us feel at home within, what makes us feel centered and grounded, even if you're living a crazy mama life. It's all good. I'm just going to start first by sharing a few of the pillars of mindfulness meditation. And the first one is about self-acceptance. So wherever you're at right now, we're not here to judge. We're not here to say that you need to be somewhere else because otherwise you'd be there, you'd be somewhere else. We're not here to say that you should be someone else because otherwise you'd be that someone else. You're only invited right here, right now, to hold space for all of your messiness, for all of your beauty, for all of it, for this messy, beautiful you. Remembering that perfection is probably not achievable as a human being because everything keeps on changing constantly. And this is the second pillar of mindfulness meditation, impermanence. So what activates you, what activates me, may be something today and may be something else tomorrow. All we want to do is be present again and again to what sets off our heart on fire, to what ignites our soul. to what makes us feel at home. So yes, impermanence. What was yesterday may surely not be tomorrow. We don't know. All we can do is hold space for all of our being. As we said, in self-acceptance, but also in compassion. Because the truth is that we're going to mess up at times. So how about putting your hand on your belly, a hand on your heart, releasing your belly, feeling the air moving in, feeling your sit bones, sitting down. Maybe feeling your chest expanding, your heart opening, feeling all that love, all there is. As soon as you catch your mind taking you somewhere else, like I just did, how about taking a breath and coming back to the present moment, coming back to the air moving through your nostrils, to your belly expanding as you breathe in, to your feet touching the ground. There is nothing to do, nowhere to be. Even if your mind is right now telling you, no, but you need to do this and do that. That's what the mind does, actually. As soon as it sees us changing or letting go or surrendering to the present moment, it wants to keep the way things were, to stay in control. So it will throw a lot of things at you. Stay where you are. Taking a deep inhale and breathing out anything and everything you no longer need. So now that you might feel a little more settled. I know I definitely feel much more settled. What if there was nothing to do? What if what would activate us would find us? What if by being present and in the flow, we're simply being guided? There is no struggle here in our head. Actually, this work is about letting go of the narratives in our head and entering our body. So you don't have to try to figure it out right now. Actually, this is your break. As mamas, you try to figure everything out all day long. How about again holding space for all the different parts inside of you, even the child within you that need to be held, the woman inside of you that may not find all the support she needs from a partner or surrounding her family? How about you taking those few minutes to really embody those pillars of self-acceptance, non-judgment, impermanence and compassion. There is nowhere to be right now. And actually, what will activate you will find you. Thank you for taking this time, knowing that every time you feel stuck in your head, remember to use the anchors that are so prone to mindfulness meditation, i.e. your breath, whether it's feeling the air moving through your nostril or your belly or your chest, feeling your feet on the ground, your sit bones, your hands. Holding space and being kind to all of your being, to becoming your own best ally. Thank you.